Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really want to welcome all of my listeners. I feel it in my spirit that I got a few new listeners. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you guys. Like, I've been going through some things. And just being able to follow up on my podcast and just see that people are still listening. People are going back playing old episodes. Like, I feel like what I do matters and that what I do is needed. You know, I really appreciate you all because you guys give me value, and that's just something that I don't take lightly. You know, I have been on a hiatus. I kind of disappeared for a little while, but I have some personal things going on that I'm ready to share with you all, and I'm really hoping to get through this podcast without shedding a tear. I've already tried to record this twice and I was crying, so I took a break and now I'm back again. So hopefully third try is the charm. But truly, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that you've been taking care of yourself. I know that it's been tax season. I hope that, you know, you stayed good during that time. I hope you ain't have to pay in, because I know I was close. And it was spring break, so I hope that you and your family made some memories, you know. I hope that you did something fun, step outside of the box just a little bit. I hope that you are mentally well. I hope that you're taking care of yourself, that, you know, you're valuing self. Because in order to be there for everyone else, we definitely have to take care of ourselves. And that just brings me to what I want to talk about to you guys today. I definitely want to talk about taking care of yourself and how important that is. And the main aspect that I'm referring to, though, is just telling yourself no to things that are not good for you. And this is a place that I struggle because I'm dealing with diabetes, as you guys know. But the news that I wanted to share with you guys last month that I was afraid to share is that my daughter has also been diagnosed with diabetes. And that's a scary situation for us, you know, and it took a toll on me and my mental health, like, more than I realized. And yesterday, I just had to beat myself up and just say, Katrina, no. You know, just say no. I'm just so used to food being a love language of mine and been making unhealthy decisions, and now it has affected my child, which is really the worst thing that can happen. And I just have to stop. You know, it is a serious situation, and I feel like I have been taking it lightly over the years because I was diagnosed with diabetes a long time ago. Like, I've been known, I've had it. I just been doing what I want to do because I'm grown, you know. But now life is like, yeah, you're grown, but look at what you're doing. It's no more do as I say, not as I do type parenting. I have to be a better example for my kids. And part of that is saying no to the things that mean me no good. Now, I've gotten good at telling people no, you know, saying no to people that mean me no good. But now I have to tell myself no. You know, like, I bought some ice cream last week. Should I have bought that ice cream? No, I shouldn't have. And Caitlin was asking for it yesterday. She was like, Mom, can we get the ice cream? Can we get the ice cream? And I just thought about it. Like, why did I even buy that? Why did I even put myself in that situation to where she is wanting this ice cream? Like, we're just living life as normal as if we didn't get this news that is literally life changing. And that's my bad. That's on me for not being a better example, you know, and it's hard to tell yourself no sometimes because I'm so used to food being a thing like, oh, I might not be able to buy me a designer bag, but I can go buy me, you know, a double cheeseburger real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my reward. that's my, like I said, that's my love language. That's the thing, how I show love, because I love to cook. And how I want people to show love to me is by, you know, taking me out to eat and doing such and such things. You know, it's really serious. I'm making a little light of it because I don't want to start crying. But it is a really serious situation, you know. And I'm just thinking back, like, telling myself no is something that I've always had to do. Especially when I didn't have the money to do those things. You know, it was easy to tell yourself no back then. But when you're, you know, have a little more financial freedom, it's like, I work hard, so why can't I have it? And I feel like that type of mindset has gotten me where I am now and why I have no discipline. You know, and that's something that I really, really need to work on. And that's something that I desire to change about myself. Because I just hate the fact that it's affecting my child. You know, like, that is really, truly one of my worst fears, is that something that I'm doing is affecting my child in a negative way. And I have to change it, you guys. Like, I have no choice but to change and be a better example so that we can both do this together. I have failed her, and I told her that. I am so sorry that I failed you in this situation, but we have to start today. We can't afford to wait till tomorrow. And that's just how serious this is. And that's just how serious that I have to take it. You know, and the first step in changing anything is accepting your role in the situation. And that's what I'm doing right now, is accepting my role and telling myself, no, you have to stop. It's gonna be a hard journey. Because it's a lot of mental triggers as well as emotional triggers. You know, it's already taking a toll on me. But it's something that needs to be done. And that's something I can't take lightly. Because how bad would I feel as a mother if something happened to her to where she had to lose a limb or go on dialysis or anything? I would feel terrible. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. So I don't even want to get to that point. So we have to make this change. So now you guys know what's been going on with me. And I truly hope that this just helps someone. Like, we just have to be better examples. And sometimes we're our own detriment by, you know, doing what we know is wrong. You know it's wrong, but you do it anyway. We all have those types of situations in our lives. If you're a perfect person, please stand up. We all have those types of situations in our lives, but it's up to us to make a different decision, to make better decisions, to tell yourself no, because there is a bigger picture at hand. Yeah, I might not be able to eat out with y'all today, but hey, I treat myself after I hit this goal. How about that? Like I just told Kayla, we can take small goals, and next thing you know, it'll be 6 months from now, we're living a totally different lifestyle. So our first goal is to drink nothing but water and milk, because she likes cereal, she go to school. I'm not going to limit her to only water, and they have 1% milk at school. So she can only drink water and milk for the next 5 days. We're both doing this challenge. Do you know I wanted to go get me a soda a couple of times? One last night and today. But I'm sticking to it because I'm keeping this goal in mind. And I really hope that you guys, you know, continue to support me on my journey and on my daughter's journey. And, you know, this is probably going to ignite a passion for me and her to do something for the community for sure. So I will definitely keep you guys posted. Any other updates that I want to provide? But, the website is not done yet, but I do have a Facebook page that's up. It's just called Single Mom with Depression. You'll see my banner. And you'll notice me, of course. And I just really appreciate you guys. Like, truly, I really do. I have a therapy appointment coming up in the next few weeks. I haven't been able to see her in a few months. So I think that sometimes when my therapy is off and then I'm going through life, you know, situations, that I really get lost in it, you guys. Like, excuse me, I have a cold, but I get lost in that and I just fail to share with you guys. And that's just part of my depression. I isolate. I find myself only dealing with like one person and she comes over and that's it. Like, I don't interact with other people and I just, you know, me and my shell. And not saying that's the best trait, but it's definitely something that I want to change about myself. So I'm trying to get better every day, you know, every day. I'm trying to stay focused and tell myself no, like, no, I don't have to go there. We can make better decisions. And it just starts with yourself. Well, I really appreciate you guys just joining me for this short podcast episode. Like, I just really had to get that off my chest. I feel like I owe you guys an explanation and I owe you so much more. And I'm definitely going to be coming back with some updates and keep you guys, you know, on how we're both doing. And I appreciate your love and support and good vibes, all that. Thank you. And if you guys need me, you can reach out to me. You guys, guess what? I've been saying the wrong email address. And it's a shame. It's singlemomwithdepression2@gmail.com. As well as my personal Facebook page. If you guys have it, feel free to reach out to me. And on IG, it's your girl Katrina, I-T-Z-Y-A. GRRLKATRINA. And like I said, I also have my podcast page. It's just called Single Mom with Depression on Facebook. I do post new episodes there as well. And if you guys need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number. Oh, sorry about the car that's passing. The Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. I just truly appreciate you guys. Like, I really, really do. I love you and I missed you. I truly hope that you're doing well and taking care of yourself. And if you're not taking care of yourself, we can go through this journey together. Like, I'm here to support anybody that I can. I truly am. We can hold each other accountable. I thank you guys. I love you guys and I wish you nothing but the best. Until next time, peace.